Any experts on David Hume here?
An interesting book called The Greek Buddha. I don't know if you've read it. It's
I was given a copy.
Well, it's someone that Lon Porcelmedos quoted, Pyro of Elis. He visited Greece with Alexander.
He visited India?
Yes, yeah, so India with Alexander, yeah. And Alexander the Great came back and he had a small school of philosophy. They seemed to be very similar to what the Buddha. So the conclusion of this book is he would have met Buddhist monks and picked up their kind of teaching. And then within this book, it does link David Hume to this particular...
Pyrrho, yeah.
Yeah, but via other kind of schools of philosophy.
If you're interested, there's a scholar in the University of California in Berkeley called Alison Gopnik, who's a very interesting writer. I never got to meet her. I don't know if she's ever come to Abayagiri, but she's published quite a bit on that kind of bridge. And there's an article she wrote or an essay about how an 18th century philosopher rescued me from my depression. And then she talks, because she's an academic philosopher, she had come across Buddhist teachings and then its parallels with Hume. And she did a very interesting piece of research. She found out that David Hume spent some of his time in France. That's where he wrote a lot of his treatise on human nature. And at the same time that he was in this small French town writing his great magnum opus, there was also a Jesuit priest called Ippolito Desideri who had spent time in Tibet. And so there's no evidence that Hume and Desideri met each other in a cafe over croissants and coffee or whatever. But they do seem to have been in the same place at the same time. So she, I think, reasonably speculates that, because Hume was there for quite a few years, she thinks, well, it's possible that he overlapped with Desideri and that he was translating his understanding of Buddhism from the Tibetan texts into French and Latin, I guess, as a Jesuit priest. She speculates that it's possible that Hume got some of his ideas from Desideri, who was is known to have been in the same town around the same time. Gopnik, G-O-P-N-I-K. She's a very, very interesting writer and very readable. Not all philosophers are that readable, but she's very readable and accessible.